Doom, Barry Doom, Pasha's book, I say.
There's a group of people sitting together, eating and drinking and partying and schmoozing. And you don't notice a difference between one and another. And then when they go to get up, they all leave except for one person. And they say to him, "Well, why aren't you coming with us?" He says, "I can't. I'm lame. I need assistance from somebody else and I can't walk until somebody comes along to help me." Said Rav Nochum Zeiv, the son of the Alter from Kelm. That's the pshat in the posuk. In B'chukoi Sait Eilechu, as pshat, everybody in their comfort zone, when they're in a kehillah, in a seviva, it's a little easier or a lot easier to keep Torah and Yiddishkeit. But it's when you have to go out. And we all have situations, are you on holiday or hospital or some situation when it's teilechu, that's the test. Can you walk independently and can you go out? Akin to this, Rav Artik Bakst, who was a mashkiach in a number of places in Litter, he once came into a Beis HaMedrash and they were learning chulin, daf nun aleph. Shake the Gemara Azoi. You have to always worry with an animal if it's a trefer. So you normally test afterwards for those areas where Roy Palmim could possibly be a trefer. But if you have an animal that's fallen down, then maybe you have to be concerned of Risuke Vorim. It's got an internal rapture, an injury. So if the animal gets up and it walks, then you don't have to be choishish, there's any problem. Says in the Gemara, oif shenechbot, if a bird has fallen flat down, so what do you do then? If it's a bird that swims like a duck, oif shenechbot al pnei amayim, kiven sheshot maloi kumosoi dayo, if it can swim, maloi kumosoi, its length, and it swims along, you don't have to assume any problem is internal problems. But that's only if it swims upstream. If it swims downstream, the water has carried it along. A treif is an animal that's not going to be high for 12 months. Says Rav Artik Bakst, if you've got an oif to test if it's high, the test is if it has to swim against the tide. In the same thing, to know if a person really has made it in certain areas in Yiddishkeit, it's only if there's a fight and he has to swim against the tide, then that shows it's high. Dus pshat im chukoi sai teilechu. We all know Rashi brings down a different pshat im chukoi sai teilechu, not referring in general to mitzvahs, favos nisht, because later on in the pasuk it says es mitzvosai tishmeru sekiyare kiyam mitzvos omim. So what does it refer to? Chukoi sai teilechu shetiyu amelim b'toira, toiling, limud, horavan in leir. And then the question is, so why is that called im chukoi sai teilechu? And I refer you to the Orachaim Hakodesh in the beginning of the Sedra on these opening phrases, and you'll see 42 pshatim on these words, Ayin Shom. I'd like to suggest something which is not in the 42 pshatim. In B'chukoi Sai Teilechu, why is Limud HaTorah, Hameila B'Torah, referred to as B'chukoi Sai Teilechu? Ksav Sofer, the end of this week's Sedra, has a long drosha that he gave at the beginning of Zman in his yeshiva, Zman Kaitz. And in Mitten Drosha, he refers to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says about a person who's got Yiras Chet before Chochma, Kol Shiras Chetzer Koidmin Lechachmosoi, if the Yiras Chet comes before the learning, Chochmosoi Miskayemis, the Chochma will be preserved. V'chol She'ein Yiras Chetzer Koidmin Lechachmosoi, but if the Yiras Chet is not is not there first, Ein Chochmosoi Miskayemis, the Chochma will not last. So actually he says it should say something first and then the reverse first. It should tell us what happens if the Yiras HaChet is before the Chochma, and then the reverse, what happens if the Chochma is before the Yiras HaChet. But he doesn't say that. It says what happens if the Yiras HaChet is first, and what happens if there's an absence of Yiras HaChet before the Chochma. Why are we focusing on Yiras HaChet before and Yiras HaChet not before? Just reverse it. Yiras HaChet first or Chochma first. So he says like this. Be'emes, there is a mitzvah to learn. There is a mitzvah to be misboining in the mitzvahs, tamei mitzvahs, and to learn and know as much as you can. But that shouldn't in any way be a prerequisite to keeping the mitzvah. We'll keep the mitzvah in any case. If we understand it, all well and good, then we've got a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah in any case. If we don't understand it, then we will still keep the mitzvah, a choik, or half understanding it. It's beyond our ken and our knowledge. Zogdeh. If the approach is, and the idea is we're focusing on learning, if the approach is that Yiras HaChet is first, that means I'd like to know, I ought to know, but it doesn't, if my sin don't depend on my knowledge. If the Yiras HaChet is first, then Chochmosa Yismis Kayemis. Yoyireu Hashem Derech Yivcho, Hashem will show him a path. Lebali Koshel, Yibali Notzel, Bederech HaTzadik Bihurei Rayoinov. The learning will help him. And he'll have Siyata Dishmaya. Why? Because the Yiras HaChet is first. However, if the Yiras HaChet is not first, and he's telling us another approach to Chochma, where the Yiras HaChet is not first, lo yovel el amitzas hadover, he won't come to the emes. V'yelech choyshech v'loy oya. He'll wander around in choyshech. Chochmos will not be miskayemes. And he brings, actually, from the Chasam Sofer, we know the Gemara tells us, Arba nichnasu lepardes, four who delved into the soidus ha'olam, and Rabbi Kiva nichnas b'sholem v'yotze b'sholem, he came out unscathed, unlike Acher yotze l'taru b'sro. And the difference between the two, says the Chasam Sofer, is exactly that. Rabbi Kiva wanted to know, but his ma'asim toivim did not depend on his knowledge. Oivazoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to understand. Acher, if I understand, I'll keep the mitzvah as much as is required. But if I don't understand the Soidus HaOlam, then if I'm left with a problem, then I won't keep. And therefore, Yotzo L'Tar V'Sro. Says the Chasam Sofer, an Inyan in our Goda, when you find the difference between the Rosh and the Chochom, the Rosh in the Torah asks a question, or he says, Ma Avodah Zeis Lochem, and the Chochum says, Mo'edus v'achukim ha'mishpotim ha'shiv shiva ha'shem alakenu eschem. One of the differences underlying what's in their minds is a Rosh needs to know, and I need to know now. If you tell me, and I accept it, and I'm satisfied, all well and good. Otherwise, I'm off. A Chochum, it says in the Torah in Parshas Be'eschanan, Ki yisholcho mincha bincha mocho. He asks, tomorrow, la'achazman. Because I can keep it today. I'd like to know today. But the shayla can be left for tomorrow. It can be left in abeyance. That's the difference. If it's Yishol Chobin Chomocho after he's kept, then that's fine. And Rab Shimon Sofer was a maaser with him, his little son, grandson, sorry, Chapti Afikoyman, as you're supposed to. Goizlim, yeah, Choytzvim actually, yes, Afikoyman. And he asked his grandfather, so why do we do this though? What's the point of it? He didn't answer him. When they came to eat the Afikoyman, then he gave him an answer. And he says, the reason I didn't tell you before is because you're entitled to ask, and I give you plenty answers to questions at the Seder. But I want you to understand, not everything you need an answer for. And we keep, and then we can ask. And all well and good. But it has to be that way, that the Yiras HaChet is first. If so, we can understand in the Posuk, in B'chukoy Sai Telechu, which Rashi has proven, Torah's Koinim has proven, refers to Limud HaTorah Amela B'Torah. But the question was still, why in B'chukoy Sai Telechu? What's that got to do with Limud HaTorah? That's the approach. The Limud HaTorah has to be B'chukoy Sai Telechu. I'm prepared to do it in any case. I'll go, I'll be Yelech. Even in Chukim, which I don't understand. If that's the case, then you're allowed to learn, and you're Mechuyev to learn. Because your Telechu does not depend on your understanding. Let me suggest another pshat in Mechukesai Telechu. Chofetz Chaim is to say, you can find answers for anything in the Torah. For everything that you need in life, the Torah's got an answer. You have to know where to look. Because sometimes it's a halacha, so we can find it a little easier. It seems to be documented one way or another. Eitzes, hanhogas, you have to know where to look and how to look. The Gemara tells us how you divide your money. Yashlish moesov, shlish bekarko, shlish pragmatia, shlish tachas yodei. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So the Gemara gives eitzes how to conduct yourself in life. You need to know how to look. You have two people, and one person says, oh, your face is dirty, it needs a wash. And the other one says, no, it's clean, it's fine. If you get a mirror, you can look, you can find out. It's clear. But you have to know where to find this mirror in order to find the answer. So the Torah tells us everything. The Torah says, Rav Chana Vassman, it's called Tushia, an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah for everything. In fact, once, before the war in the Polish Parliament, the Sejm of the Polish Parliament, one of the delegates got up to criticize Judaism, a ridiculous religion that focuses on unimportant trivialities, minutiae. Which shoe you put on first, which shoe you tie up first, what's the difference? Isn't it more important to focus on economics, on health, and everything else? This is a ridiculous religion. Another delegate, a goy, got up and says, I actually think the opposite. A religion that tells you how to conduct yourself, wherever you are, whatever the situation, cannot be as stupid as all that. But you need to know where to find the answers. A king has a sefer Torah, the Korah boy, Kol Yemei Chayov. Simple pshat. He reads it throughout his life. Says the Chasam Sofer V'Korobai, he can read in it Kol Yemei Chayov. He can read in it everything that he needs in life. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Vov, which tells us not to deviate from what the Chachomim tell us, not to the right, not to the left. Tzivonu Lisnaig Bo Al Pi Apirisho Amiti. We have to be noyeg with the correct pirush hamakubul achachomeinu akadmoin in b'chol doya v'doya. Nishma lechachomim, we should listen to what the chachomim say who are found there in our generation. Kiblu divreim, shosu mayim sifreim, yogu kami yagius beyomim v'valelus. They worked hard, toiled day and night. Lohovin, oimik milehem, to understand the depths and fathom the depths of Torah, plius deoseim. With an understanding of Torah, there's an eitzah for everything. Somebody once came to Rav Chanan Vassman, he had a shiloh in business, and Rav Chanan thought about it, And then while the person was there, he opened his gemara and he learnt 5 minutes, 6, 7 minutes, face, whatever, a short time. And then he looked up from his gemara and he said, this is what you should do. So the person said, what, you found the answer in the sukkah you were learning? He says, no. But by learning, it was miyashibis ha-seichel. It gives me a clear seichel to understand the das Torah. And sometimes the learning itself is the answer, and sometimes it's a siyata dishmaya, but you have a different understanding of Torah when you are oimek in Torah, a meila ba Torah. And with that, we can possibly understand a posuk and a well-known medrash at the beginning of the Sedra. David HaMelech says, Hishavti durochoi v'oshiva raglai elei doisecho. I considered my paths in life, my paths, and my legs always returned to your aiders. Omer David, says the Medrash, Ribbono shel olam, b'chol yoim v'yoim ho'isi mechashiv v'oimer. I thought on a daily basis, l'mokom ploini u'lebeisti raploini sani hoilech. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. For your raglai mevius oisi leboti knisiois ulaboti midrashos. So I always ended up, my feet took me to the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. This, if you excuse the pun, this is a well-trodden medrash. A lot of Torah said about this. And I might suggest, along the lines that we've been saying, David HaMelech was a king. Every day he had affairs of state, individuals, groups, communities, against the Om, relying on David HaMelech. How am I going to conduct myself? Chishavti d'rochoi. I'm going to go to such and such a place. I'm going to do such and such a thing. But how am I going to conduct myself when I'm there? How do I know what the right thing to do? My legs always took me to the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis HaMedrash. Means my path in life had to be al derech ha-Torah, al derech ha-Tfilah. Tfilah, Beis HaKnesses, Torah, Beis HaMedrash. And with that, I can go through life. I can go through the day. If you like, you start the way, the Torah way. And that's Ken Zion, that's the pshat in the Medrash. And therefore, in the posuk, when it tells us in Mechukoi Sai Teilechu, referring to Amela Batayra, and the question is, so that what's that got to do with Bechukoi Sai Teilechu? The only way Bechukoi Sai Teilechu through the day, through life, is with Amela Batayra. Without that, that path is not guaranteed to be a Torah-dika path. And of course, with this we have to understand that we aren't all capable of giving those sort of Hadrocha and Eitzus Achaim. But for that, the Chinuch tells us, that's why we have, in every generation, behold, Dovado, Nishma Lachachomim Anitzoim, who themselves have fathomed the depths of Torah to the best of their ability in this Doya. Yiftach Badoira, Kishmur Badoira, you have to look in your generation, who are your Rabbonim, who are your Gedoilim, and they will give us the guidance on whatever it is. The Chinuch between Rishonim and Acharonim, as described by the Gemara in Eirubin, the Gemara tells us, Libun shel Rishonim. No, it's not talking about what we call Rishonim and who we term Achrayinim. This is in the Gemara. Libun shel Rishonim kapischu shel Ulam. Their knowledge is wide like the entrance to the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdosh. Achrayinim kapischu shel Heichum. And the Achrayinim are like the entrance to the Heichum. So what's the difference in the measurement? So Rashi says, the Pesach Olam was wide 20 amas. The Pesach of the Heichel was wide only 10 amas. And then the Gemara describes how minuscule the understanding of the later generations is beyond that. The Sapna Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, says, if we're talking about measurements, it's rather strange to compare Das to something physical like a ruler. 1 foot, 20 foot, or meters, however you do it nowadays. Is that what the Gemara means? And if that is what the Gemara means, so just tell us, the Rishonim are like 20 amas wide, their knowledge, and the Achrayinim, 10 amas wide. The Ulam and the Heichel seem to be a little bit irrelevant to the whole picture. Except, says Rabbi Yoel, that's very relevant. It's not talking about amas at all, says Rabbi Yoel. talking about something else. The Ulam never had any doors. So the Libun Shereshoinim are like Pesach Shalulam, always open. Whatever they did, wherever they were, every waking moment, and indeed every sleeping moment, they were Rishoinim. They ate as Rishoinim. They slept as Rishoinim. Achroinim were not on that Madrega. And therefore they're like the Pischoi Shal Heichol. A Heichol is open and it has doors. In fact, if the doors are closed and you shecht when the doors are closed, it's possible. So the doors were there. So sometimes with the Achroinim, they reached a certain Madrega, but it wasn't constant. They weren't always on that level. And that's the chiluk between Rishonim and Achronim as described by the Gemara in Eruvin. Kavachoyma, we understand that as the Yeridus Adoyus go, obviously people are weaker, but the difference between our Gadoyim and us is huge. And that's what we ought to understand. And with this, maybe we have an approach already towards Shavuos. You know, this time of the year, many of us read Pirkei Avos. It's a strange appellation to call it Avos. What? Because it comes from our ancestors. Everything comes from our antecedents. Mishnayos, Ksubos, Kinim, nothing to do with lice, yeah, whatever. But the description of Pirkei Avos, particularly to come from the Avos, requires some sort of explanation. Says the Baal Tanura, mitzvahs, we understand, they're totally to do with us, particularly those, beinotam lamokoim, lulav, goyim don't have lulav and esrog, only you can go around with lulav and esrog, tefillin. We understand, we can't glean anything from goyim. But the bulk of Pirkei Avos talks about midos, hanhokas achayim, and they also understand, in theory, their philosophers understand, and they've written books about respect, and love, and unity, and citizenship nowadays, whatever that means, and the negatives of enmity, and discord, and jealousy, and anger, everybody understands all that. So, actually, we could take a little bit from what they have to say on the matter. Pirkei Avos, everything we have is of a Seira, our Midas Trumias are not from the Goyim. They are from our Avos, from our antecedents, going back to Sinai. Moshe Kibbutzim Asina, Masorah Yeshua, etc., etc. Everything is a link in a chain. The Masorah is important. I want to tell you a pshat. I want to tell you a pshat. You know, Shlomo HaMelech says, Eis Ladaber Veis Lachashos. Unfortunately, I've been given the task. For me, it'll have to be an Eis Ladaber. We can talk afterwards. I will listen, and hopefully I'll listen afterwards. Let me get my train of thought. Let's try and focus back where we were. We were leading up to Shavuos, but I'm going to go back to Pesach. I'm going to give you a pshat, hopefully, in Vehisha Omda. We all understand Vehisha Omda Lavasein of Alonu, and this is stood for our Avos and for us. And the question is asked, what is the Vehi? The Shlach Kodesh says the Vehi refers to the wine. Vehi, when you lift it up, keeping away from the Goyim, Stam Yenum is Osa, and that is preserved as HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their machinations, lechaloseinu, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual. And if the Shlach HaKodesh says it refers to the wine, then I can also suggest something along those lines. About 36 years ago, I was doing some teaching in a primary school in London, and it was actually Pesach time. We were talking generally in halachos, and why is it you always cover the chalas when you have wine? And the idea that the bread shouldn't get embarrassed is a bit of an embarrassing answer because it doesn't mean much. So you explain that actually during the week, if you have cake and if you have bread, then you give that private place and you make the bracha on that, and then the wine is second. And then when it comes to Kiddush, we relegate the bread to second position and we cover it to show that That's not how it normally is, and only because of Kiddush. Yeah. And then the question came up, so why, Tucker, don't we make Kiddush on bread? If throughout the week we give pride of place, a kadima to bread, why did the Chazal tell us that you make Kiddush on wine? Yeah, so is there a real understanding? And this boy was 9 or 10, said a very simple answer. But the simplicity of the answer carries with it a deal of profundity too. It's not what he said. He said like this, do you know why you make Kiddush over wine and not over bread? Kiddush is devoyim shebikdusha. It's a holy thing you're doing. And in Yiddishkeit, you always give cover to somebody who's older. And wine is older than bread. And let's say, wine is older than matzah as well, and if it's not older than a matzah, wine matures with age. So, the idea in Yiddishkeit of giving respect to our zakenim. As a zokte. It's not wrong. In fact, it's right. Vehi sha'omda. When we raise the wine, we try to say, this idea we're giving covered to our Masaira, to our previous generations, has saved us. Behold, doy vador, the double expression, doy vador, stressing. What does that mean? The doy vador means the link between one generation and the next. And they try and sever that, l'chaloseinu. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us in the knowledge that we have tried and will try to keep our Masaira. To keep what we have from the others. Vehi, the wine, the principle that the wine is covered to somebody older, and that's why we're covering the matzah, and that has saved us. And with that I understand, still in Pesach mode, I understand something in the Haggadah as well. One of the problems asked is that in the Haggadah, we give an answer to the Rosha that's not in the Torah. Not in the Torah for the Rosha. When the Rosha actually asks, Moa Avoda Azis Lochem, and the Torah tells us, V'amartim Zevah Pesachu, we actually bring that in the Haggadah, but not at this point. That's the answer for the Einu De'elisho. And then we transfer it to give it to the Rosha. Li, and the Diuk, Li V'loi Loi. And the question is asked, why don't we give him the answer which is appropriate to him as stated in the Torah? Why do we give him a different answer with a Diuk? Let's think. You say it, lema. You say it in a manner that he will be able to say it later on to somebody else. And so on and so forth. It's a continuum from one generation to the next. And you point that out with someone who's an Einu De'elishon. Even an Einu De'elishon, we have to, at his level, tell him now something, and hopefully later he's impressed and inspired with it, and he will go and say it lema to another generation. And then we have a Rosha. Who has two problems. One problem is a personal problem. He doesn't understand, he doesn't want to know. That's bad enough. But he is a person who can have an influence over somebody else. And particularly somebody who's an Einu De'elisho. He can be swayed by a Rosha. So of course we tell the Rosha in the Haggadah the answer which is appropriate to him. And under a Zogon HaZoi. But the Haggadah wants to point out, you have to tell him something that isn't so obvious. And that is, I tell you the pasuk, leave aloy loy, ilu yosham loy onigo, we don't want your sort here. And the reason we're so fierce with him is because we don't want his influence on others, and particularly on an Einu Elisho. We don't want you to spoil the link between one generation to the other and our Masaira. There is a Gemara in Bechoyrus with a slightly different girsa in the Medrash Anecha. The Medrash Anecha tells us about the Sabi Debei Atinus, the old wise people of Athens. And they came to Yerushalayim and tells us a perplexing little story amongst a whole series of others in Perek Aleph. Ashkuchad Yenuka. And he found, one of these Sabi Debei Atuna found a child. Yovle Pritim, and he gave him a few coins, and he said, Zil I see, bring for me Bayin v'chutzpin. Bring me 2 eggs, and bring me 2 slabs of cheese. So he went, and he brought them, yeah? And then the Saba asked him, Idi hu chupsa de enoch, de izoch hivalti, ve idu tu de eze uchmasi. Okay, which cheese comes from a black goat and which emanates from a white goat? No idea. But he turned the tables around, said to Yunuka, look, you're an older and wiser person. Echmimi, show me which egg comes from a brown or black chicken and which one comes from Taunagoto Chivalti, a white one. That's the end of the story. That's quite a discussion. But what is it meant to mean? So I saw the Droshas Chelkus Yaakov, Rabbi Reish, Sokta Zoi. The Sabbah wanted to say that a continuity is not that important. It's where you are. You've got a cheese. So you eat the cheese. And the cheese comes from a black goat, a white goat. It's going to taste the same, I presume. Looks the same, tastes the same. What's the nafkamina? What the origins are? What the Masoira is? Said the Yanuka, you may be right, you may be wrong. But that's it if there's no continuity in the line. If you've got an egg, there is a continuity. A chick will be produced. It'll be white, it'll be brown, depending on where it came from. The continuity depends on the past. A cheese, it's the end of the line. So maybe for you it's the end of the line. For us, it's a continuity, a masoira, midoire, doiris, and that's the significance of it. Gemara tells us in Chagiga that Yeshaya Hanovi cursed Klal Yisrael with Yud Ches Klolos. There'll be no Bali Mishnah, no Bali Talmud, no Bali Agoda, and a whole series of 18 of Klolos, 18 Klolos. He didn't calm down, didn't feel it was sufficient klola ad sha'om alehem amikvazeh, until he quoted the posuk, Yirhavu na bezokein vanikla benichbot. And now they'll have gaiva over zokein. Vanikla, somebody who's not so important, will despise someone who's a nichbot. Why is that? The biggest klala of all, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, exactly what we've been saying. The Masoira is important. To cast off something that happened in a previous generation, it's old hat, it's not important to us. That's not the way we work. It's true in technology, it's the way you work. You know, you've got the phones now, they'll do most things for you that you couldn't do 3 years ago. And it's almost out of date as soon as you buy it. And other things, whatever. A car does almost anything for you. Cruise control. In fact, you can go to A to B without you almost. So what was the point? Okay. And so that's in technology. That's in technology. But they have the same immoral standards. What they thought 50 years ago, we think differently now. Not only in child rearing, you know, it was a Dr. Spock who wrote a book in America about rearing children, right? A whole generation of Americans were brought up with this book. And then, towards the end of his life, he changed his mind. Which means everything he'd said till now brought up a generation of Americans, and it wasn't as good as it ought to be. So, I've changed my mind. And that's what happens. Here today, tomorrow, it's old-fashioned, it's not important, the moral standards, like the Sabbah de Be'atuna, and we have the opposite. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on a plane with his a grandchild, and the grandchild was helping him, chabit him. On the other side of the aisle was an old codger watching, and he came up after a little bit of time to Rabbi Yaakov, and he said, you know, I know you're Jewish, I'm not, and I could see your member of your family probably is helping you, machabed you. I'm lucky if my grandchildren give me a grunt for a hello in the morning. What's the difference? Said Rabbi Yaakov, well, a lot of you believe that we come from apes. So obviously the earlier generations are nearer to the source material. No wonder they're not machabed you. But we have a Torah and a Masoira from Har Sinai, and the earlier generations of the link, and there are brighter lights who give over from one generation to the next, and that's the chiluk between the two. We shouldn't imagine that we can only rely on zechus avos or what others did. Of course, we have to do what we for ourselves as well. The Maggid of Mezrich, when he was an 8-year-old boy, they had a fire in the house, and most things were lost. Baruch Hashem, not the people, they escaped, but most things were lost. And his mother was inconsolable for some time. And, okay, you know, it is a trauma, but it seemed to go on for a little longer, and he wanted to appease his mother. He says, it's fine, so, you know, we'll replace it with new things, new fun. You don't understand. I have a shtar yichus that goes back to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and therefore goes back to David HaMelech, and that is lost. You know, that was more important to me than most of the other things in the house. No problem, said the Maggid at the age of 8. We will start a new shtar yichus, starting with me. So of course, what happened earlier is very important to us. But what you do is also important. The Ostrovsker Rebbe, when he was a little boy, in Cheder, they used to talk about the lineage they came from. My father's the Rav in his town. My uncle's is a dying in a big shtot somewhere. And somebody else said, my grandfather has a beard which almost sweeps the ground. And what could the Ostrovsker Rebbe say when his father was a baker? So he said, you know what my father says? New loaves of bread are better than old. So you have to bear that in mind too. Let me finish with what Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz says about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, he said, Lo yamalti dover shalom shamati bipi Rebbe. I never said something my Rebbe hadn't said. Which is, of course, a little strange, because what? You never said any original chidushim at all? And in any case, in Ovos to Rav Noshen, it tells us, Rabbi Eliezer, hoya yoyshi v'doyrish devorim shalom shoma oizin mi'oilom. He said, wonderful novelai chidushim which had never been said in the world. So how do we square that stira, with lo yomarti dover shlo yishamarti mipi Rebbe? Said Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, avada you have to learn, and you have to learn for yourself, and be machadish new things. But always ask yourself, what would the Rebbe have said to this? How would the Rebbe have understood? What would the Rebbe have done in this situation?
Thank you very much.